This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Bianca Censori's father reached out to criticize her scantily clad looks. At least this time, the wife of Kanye West sported a more reserved outfit as she left the posh Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Paris. Although her outfit still clung to her every curve, she wore more conservative black tights and a purple shirt. But Kanye still looked like a freak show. Coldplay's Chris Martin and actor Dakota Johnson are engaged. Though the couple has been together since 2017, they split in 2019 but got back together in 2020. Martin's former wife, Gwyneth Paltrow, with whom he shares two children, has given her blessing to the couple and has referred to Johnson as an adorable, wonderful person. I wonder if her wedding gift will be vagina candles. Katy Perry is known for giving it her all in performances, but she gave a little more than we needed to see on the red carpet for the 2024 Billboard Women in Music Awards. Perry was wearing an incredible crimson lace-up dress and corset, but when she turned around, her butt crack was fully exposed in the back. The whole thing. I guess you could say she made an ass of herself. Sam Asghari has changed his tune. 6 months after trashing Britney Spears as an abusive cheater, he now says he only has fond memories of their year-long marriage. The owner of Asghari Fitness, 30, said, quote, "It's a blessing to be able to share life with someone for a long time," unquote. Well, a year is not a long time, unless, of course, you're with Britney. Drake paused his Kansas City show to interact with the crowd and change someone's life, promising to pay off the mortgage of one fan's late mother. The 37-year-old rapper was handed a note from a person in the front row and after reading it, said, quote, "This is a lot of money right here, but I'm gonna pay off your mama's house for you," unquote. Ah, he can afford it.
Dead or alive?
Jamie Presley is an actress best known for roles on the sitcoms My Name is Earl, which ended in 2009, and Mom, which wrapped in 2021. Dead or alive? Alive. Presley has been reunited with Mom executive producer Susan McMartin for a new comedy called The Porch. The idea for the show came from Presley, now 46. Celebs can't get enough of the pantless trend these days, and Sydney Sweeney is the latest to sport the look at Miu Miu's Paris fashion show. The White Lotus star, 26, arrived at the women's wear show wearing a pair of sparkly silver Miu Miu panties that cost $5,800. So, are glittery briefs machine washable? Asking for a friend. Hailey Bieber's sister, Aaliyah, was arrested after she became intoxicated at a bar in Savannah. She was found in an employee bathroom and there was vomit in the sink. When she was asked to leave, she punched one security guard in the face, kicked another one in the groin, and threw her used tampon at the bartender, hitting her face. Oh, and she ripped out a clump of hair. Classy. Jason Kelce, veteran center for the Philadelphia Eagles, announced his retirement after 13 seasons in an emotional press conference wearing an Eagles tank top and a $50,000 Rolex. Kelce, 36, wept like a baby during his speech. He's the older brother of Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, who also allegedly weeps like a baby.
Idiot of the Week!
Selena Gomez's boyfriend, Benny Blanco, posted a TikTok video of him visiting an LA-based location of Jollibee, a Filipino fast food chain. Blanco received a barrage of complaints on social media after he described the fried chicken as soggy and said the rice, quote, "tasted like butt," unquote. He also spat out noodles all over the container. Idiot. Mob Wives star Renee Graziano said she nearly died after overdosing on fentanyl. The reality star, 55, said she was hospitalized for 9 days and had to learn how to walk again. Everything in my life was falling apart, she recalled. Graziano explained that someone gave her a bag of fentanyl that was supposed to be cocaine. Sounds more like mob dummy. You could have owned an iconic piece of TV history. Holston's in New Jersey is auctioning off the original booth that character Tony Soprano sat at during the final scene of The Sopranos. The eBay listing earned a top bid of $76,000. The ice cream parlor announced the auction, saying, "All good things sometimes need an upgrade." Not really. Tori Spelling majorly upgraded her digs just 6 months after having to evacuate her Hidden Hills home due to mold infestation. The Beverly Hills 90210 alum, who has supposedly been having money troubles, moved into a lavish home in the West San Fernando Valley that rents for $15,000 per month. I thought she had money troubles. Melissa Gorga of Real Housewives of New Jersey has joined the housewives who are defending Bravo honcho Andy Cohen. This after Leah McSweeney claimed that Cohen offers cocaine to his favorite network stars. She said, quote, "Throughout my 14 years of working with Andy, I have witnessed nothing but respect, kindness, and support," unquote. Guess Gorga isn't one of his favorites.
The Trash Bin.
Lil Wayne's youngest son is trying to follow in his dad's footsteps by pursuing a career in music, but music fans are plugging their ears. 14-year-old Neil Carter went live on Instagram to share a snippet of a new song, which features distorted high-pitched vocals over a bass-heavy beat and makes references to drug use and sex. Great dad.
The news wrap-up.
Apple iPhone sales plunged 24% in China as sales for Huawei surged 24%. Bumble is laying off 350 employees as the tech industry job cuts mount. Former Twitter execs have sued Elon Musk and X for more than $128 million in severance. Facebook, Instagram, and Threads were all down for part of one day last week. And the folks at TikTok said, ha!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Dune Part 2 is tops of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
It's Morgan Wallen back on top with One Thing at a Time.
The number one app.
Shadow Rocket is the top paid app.
The number one book.
The Women by Kristen Hanna is the top fiction book.
YG Marley is the son of Lauryn Hill and Rohan Marley and is the grandson of reggae pioneer Bob Marley. Born in Beverly Hills and raised in South Orange, New Jersey, he was often brought on stage during Hill's performances. It was during one of those appearances that he declared to the live audience, "I want to rap." In 2013, he began performing his own material during her shows, and now YG's new track has reached the top 10 in the UK, New Zealand, Norway, and Sweden. It's exploding here in the US too, and we love it. Here's YG Marley with the song of the week, Praise Ja in the Moonlight.
They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
That was YG Marley with the song of the week, Praise Ja in the Moonlight. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.